The Great Lakes are now mostly frozen. No surprise, we're going to end up as at least the second coldest February since records began more than a century ago. And this may well be the very coldest. The reason has to do with a weirdly persistent jet stream pattern. It's unusually wavy, and it's far north over the western states, letting extremely mild air persist there. That same looping jet then dives southward at the Rockies. Thus, bitterly cold air from Siberia and northern Canada, the famous polar vortex, has a straight shot into our region. This pattern has persisted for a full month, which is very unusual. It cannot last too much longer, simply because Earth's axis is now rapidly changing its tilt, so that far northern latitudes are becoming increasingly sunlit. It's stupid to assume every weather anomaly is due to climate change, but a disquieting article in a science journal last month made a convincing case that the Arctic warm-up does create a very wavy jet stream pattern that tends to persist. The researchers believe that's why four of our last five winters here have been colder than normal. If so, this kind of frigid winter may become more common here in the Northeast. Last winter, the Great Lakes froze sooner than had been observed since 1996. This winter, the same thing is happening. Right now, 94% of Lake Erie is frozen. It's always the first to freeze, because it's shallowest. Over 90% of Huron and Superior are now frozen, too. Only Lakes Michigan and Ontario are merely 60% solid. This affects us. Buffalo's lake effect snowstorms depend on liquid water in Lake Erie, while storms in places like Syracuse and Watertown feed off the moisture from Ontario. Some of those snows often make it as far as Albany and even the Berkshires, Greens, and Catskills. When those lakes get frozen solid, it puts a stop to that snow. That's one of the few consolations in this very odd winter for a strange universe. I'm Bob Berman.